The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I was just in the mood to do some Chris Tomlin or just something, Mike, on these days. And these days will come. They will come. And the question is, how will we react to them? And what will we do? And where will our hearts and our heads be? So I'm just glad to welcome you and just sort of offer you the talking stick and see what your thoughts are. We talked some yesterday, and
I'm so grateful for your prayerful mood today, and that's what is needed. In fact, that's what too many of us are rejecting. There was a Wall Street Journal poll that just came out yesterday, an amazing poll that shows that things like faith, religious faith, patriotism, having children, and priorities that have helped define our national character for generations, they are in dramatic decline. Yep. Americans are rejecting faith, patriotism. We people mock prayers. That has become a punchline. You're not allowed to pray. In fact, there was a guy yesterday in Nashville who was forced to almost apologize for all the praying that was going on. And he said, that's the way we do things here in the South.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and yet it's become a pejorative. It's something that is mocked. I think that we can connect lots of dots. A Wayne State University professor was suspended with pay after he wrote on Facebook the other day that it is more admirable to kill a conservative speaker on campus than it is to just shout them down.
Great.
Stephen Shapiro, a College of Liberal Arts and Sciences professor, wrote in a Facebook post just this past Sunday that while he believes it's far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. And he went through this whole thing about the analogy was, if you had a chance to kill Hitler, wouldn't you have?
Yes. Right.
So a conservative speaker is Adolf Hitler. So this is the rabbit hole we're down. I just would urge, I think all of us need to be thoughtful and prayerful, but also have a level head. Yesterday, Judge Jeanine, who I love, said on Fox News, because there were some erroneous reports that there was a door left open. It sounded like Uvalde all over again. It wasn't a door open. The shooter blew the doors out.
Blasted through a locked door and then climbed through it. Exactly.
I mean, the video surveillance has now been released already. It's chilling, showing the killer, the monster, shooting the glass doors out. These are soft. That's what a soft target looks like. And Jeanine Pirro said, they just need to lock the damn door. Yeah. Well, the door was locked. And schools know to lock doors, but schools also know that shooters can blow the glass doors out. They can blow a window out without an I saw something last night. I was actually listening in the car to Fox News, and I heard the liberal, the lefty on the five, Jessica Tarloff, say something that made my blood run cold.
I bet I know.
She said, the image of armed guards in our elementary schools is way more traumatic for those children than anything else. And Jesse Waters was so incredulous, he said, oh, really? More traumatic than this?
Exactly.
Than being slaughtered in the classroom?
She scolded conservatives for saying, hey, aren't you folks the guys who say, hey, let's not traumatize our kids with trans radicalism and CRT and with all of this sexualization of kids? We are robbing them of a childhood. Well, I'll tell you what robs them of childhood, she said. Armed guards at every door. Well, you know what really robs them of childhood? Being shot and killed.
Sorry to interrupt. Jessica's got kids. She must never take her kids through the airport, because they must really be traumatized seeing all those armed guards in the airport. She must never go to the bank. She must never go to a mall. Are you kidding me? And I'm sorry. We go to our corners, and I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of the way we retreat to our tribal corner. The left says it's about the guns. The right says it's evil and we need more guns. Well, let me tell you what it is. It is evil, and we need armed guards our schools.
I hate that, and it's sad. I wish it were, you know, Pleasantville 1923 or whatever you want to do, where none of this was necessary and things like this just didn't happen. I wish that, but you can't live in the world that you wish were true. You have to live in the world that actually exists. And of course, it's sad and unfortunate that arming up at our schools is a good idea, but that doesn't erase the fact that it is a good idea and, in fact, a necessary idea.
I would argue it's the only way. Yeah. If we can stipulate that the doors were locked at this Christian school. Okay, you can lock the doors all day long. If somebody's got a weapon, and surely people on the left understand that banning a certain type of gun isn't going to prevent bad people from getting certain types of guns. Well, it doesn't make any sense, Mark.
One of two things is true. When you have someone saying that, because everyone was saying it yesterday, the people who say, hey, what we need is more gun control. What we need is an assault weapons ban, which is a meaningless term. When the people say that, they are either dumb as a mud fence, or they just sincerely don't know. They're either dumb as a mud fence and just sincerely don't know any better, or they absolutely know better and are simply treacherously trying to disarm the public. So you get to pick one.
I don't like the name call, but frankly, if you think that kids are going to be traumatized by having armed police officers or security guards in a school, you're dumb as a mud fence. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jessica Tarloff. I don't know her. I know folks who know her at Fox. They love her.
She's like nice. A nice lady.
She's probably a lovely lady, but and this is not. I don't think she's evil. I don't think she's mean. I think she's dumb as a mud fence. I'm sorry. I mean, she doesn't complain about guards anywhere else. Is she afraid of police officers? Does she want her little child to meet the friendly neighborhood cop who, oh, by the way, has a gun strapped to his or her waist? Yeah. They're not kids aren't traumatized by good guys with guns.
No,
but this is
not
the way they think, Mark. The left thinks this way. They are so delusional. They are so misguided. They're so terrified by the inanimate object of a gun. And, you know, gosh, you can go back 100 years to Wayne LaPierre. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And incidentally, that's what happened yesterday in Nashville. The bad guy with the gun got killed by the good guys with the guns. That's what happened yesterday. You know how many more lives would have been taken? And let me final note on this, and I want to talk about politics too for a moment, because did I get into it yesterday with a caller from Arizona, Mac from Goodyear, Arizona, who never going to listen to me again. I'm a shill for Donald Trump, and I want to get to that in just a moment. But I think that the manifesto from this killer matters. I think we ought to look at motive. I don't want to mention the killer's name. I could care less. Evil is evil. There are straight people, gay people, trans people who are evil to the core. They're rotten. They're miserable. And I think we can twist ourselves into a pretzel focusing on a motive. Everything I've read so far, including the final text messages from the killer didn't want to live anymore. The killer was despondent. The killer said, I want to die. I don't want to live anymore. You're going to see me in the news. You're going to read about me. The manifesto supposedly contains a list of grievances against the school and the fact that she had to go to the school. She didn't want to go to the school. Evil is evil. I get my eyes glaze over when I start to worry about, did the person wet the bed when they were 9? Was their daddy mean to them? Where did they come from? What was their background? This was a targeted attack on a Christian school. Full stop. Let me break it to you. If this had been a Muslim school, a Jewish school, an African-American school, the media would be in a complete feeding frenzy a thousand times more. But when it's a bunch of little Christian kids and these beautiful adults who were shepherding these children, that's not really a hate crime. That's not really quite that big a deal now, is it?
And that's terrible. Before you pivot into what we definitely want to have time for, is the names that we do want to remember are those, of course, who were lost yesterday. But let us also remember Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo. They heard gunfire. They ran toward it. They did not twiddle their thumbs. They didn't hover over their phones. They didn't wonder who was in charge. I am sorry for the Uvalde references. I'm so sorry. But this is how you do it. May God bless those first responders.
Heroes. And then may everybody have a good guy with a gun in the vicinity when a bad guy shows up. I don't care if you're at the mall. I don't care if you're at a shopping center. I don't care if you're in a classroom. May God bless that area with a good guy with a gun to protect the innocent lives who are going to be shattered by these monsters who are among us. And we have monsters among us. Now, let me share with you. I'm getting a lot of flack because I mixed it up pretty good with good old Mac from Goodyear. A little backstory. Mac from Goodyear is what we call in the business a chronic. He's called the show a gazillion times. He wants to be on the air, and that's fine. But his beef with me was he's never going to listen again because I'm a complete and total shill for Donald Trump. Hmm. Now, here's what's happening. And I went back and listened to the call and the exchange because I called him back because I cut him short. And I hate to be disrespectful. He's a blowhard, wants to be on the air. And I've got a special phone that doesn't ring when people call it because I used to work in the government and I protected Trump. And I don't know what the guy's whole story was. But his point, he's a DeSantis supporter. And I get it. He's turned against Trump. He wanted to argue with me about institutions like Fox News that are turning away from Trump. Now, despite Hannity's one-on-one with Trump last night, do you know Fox didn't carry 1 second of Trump's first major campaign rally in Waco, Texas? They didn't carry a second of it. That's an editorial decision.
It sure is.
They're making a choice. Now, listen, they have a right to make a choice. It's their network. But don't pretend it's not happening. And he wants to, they covered it. They talked about it all weekend.
It was on a Saturday.
You want to see Arthel Neville instead for 2 hours? Give me a break. They could have carried the speech, and they chose not to carry the speech. They wanted to go with Arthel. But here's what's happening. The people that were mad at me for mixing it up with Mac, it's real simple. If you're a DeSantis supporter, you think I'm a Trump shill. Guess what? I'm getting it from Trump supporters who think I'm a DeSantis shill.
Which proves you're walking the line. You're doing it exactly right. If everybody's upset with you, you probably must be even-handed.
I guess so, because I'm going to let the people decide, and I'm with you. I let the game come to me, and the voters get to... But see, when Fox chooses not to carry the Waco rally, they're trying to influence the primary. They don't want people to vote for Donald Trump. They don't want to see him. They don't want people to see him. And that's what infuriates me, and that's why I was so disgusted with the argument, they covered it. They didn't cover it. They're making a decision not to give him airtime. Don't you get it? And it's because they're all in, presumably. I mean, for DeSantis, last night, Laura Ingraham, they're going off on Trump for being too critical of DeSantis. He's turning people off. And listen, I get it. I don't like it either. I don't like these two guys going at each other.
It is unfortunate. In the chat with Hannity, he portrays DeSantis as having come to him tearfully begging for his endorsement, and which may or may not have happened, whatever. But I was talking to somebody just yesterday. I said that Trump has to know that his best play here is gracious yet firm engagement, in which he says, that DeSantis guy, good Florida governor, good for him. But I was president. I've done this. I'm the better choice. Doesn't that just sound more grown up? Doesn't that sound more? I'm basically asking Mike Tyson to be James Earl Jones, however. It's not going to happen.
He's not going to change his spots, Mark. He is who he is. He's a brawler, and he's going to roll his sleeves up, and he's going to take everybody out that gets in his way. And incidentally, ask Ted Cruz. After he does that, he may just kiss and make up and start playing golf with
him. I'm sure they will. But it's not 2016. I had the same conversation with somebody else yesterday. It's not 2015. Or 2016, where Trump strafed an entire busy field of 15 other rivals. This is one-on-one. This is mano a mano with one other guy who shares a lot of the very same appeal that Trump has, and I think it's going to call for a somewhat different strategy.
Well, we shall see. A busy day, and keep those prayers coming, because let's not apologize for the prayerful mood. We're all in. We're praying for Nashville. We're praying for those families. I know there's a North Texas connection with Pastor Scruggs and that beautiful little baby who is now, as you said, in the arms of the Lord. It is an awful, awful day. We got to be clear-headed. Let's lean into our faith, not away from it, my friend.
We will be there for you, Mike, and you'll be there for us with a very, very important show we know. Mike Gallagher at 10, as soon as we're done, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.